I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. The governors of neighboring Western states shared a stage yesterday to talk about energy. They agreed on a lot until they were asked about the Trump administration. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Judy Faze has more.
Utah Republican Gary Herbert and Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper have a somewhat different view on how the federal government is listening to the states. Herbert applauds the Trump administration for giving states flexibility on federal regulations.
There's just a lot of deference given to states, and I think that's maybe one of the best things about the Trump administration.
He says he sees it at the Environmental Protection Agency. However, Governor Hickenlooper isn't convinced that all voices are being heard equally. Specifically, he's concerned the middle ground's being lost on controversies like sage-grouse plans and mining pollution. He'd like to see
that collaborative muscle where not everyone gets what they want, but everyone's at the table and compromises allow everyone to, you know, even if they're not crazy about the outcome, they feel that they've been heard and that they've improved the final outcome.
Hickenlooper came to Salt Lake City for Herbert's annual energy summit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Judy Faze.
A local nonprofit is embarking on a year-long study of Vannatucci Farm with an eye toward reviving the beleaguered property. The farm suspended operations last year following revelations of chemical contamination in the Widefield aquifer. Ideas for the property include everything from agriculture to bird watching. Research on new uses for the farm will be done by the Quad Partnership, which includes Colorado College, 91.5 KRCC's licensee. This is 91.5 KRCC News.